USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A big reversal by President Trump, who late last night announced he is going to postpone the State of the Union address until after the partial federal government shutdown ends. And that ends a week-long showdown on the matter with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had said earlier yesterday that she would not allow the president to deliver the address to a joint session of Congress as scheduled next week. Earlier, the president had suggested he might find an alternate location from where he'd deliver it on Tuesday. Unions representing air traffic controllers and pilots are warning the ongoing shutdown is threatening air safety. Democratic Representative Katie Hill of California says she believes them.
I mean, it's really, really scary, and people should be worried.
The Senate's to vote today on a bill to end the shutdown, but it's not expected to pass in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The suspected gunman who shoots five people dead in a bank in Sebring, Florida yesterday calls 911 on himself.
Is that the gentleman that's been taken into custody as a result of this is a gentleman by the name of Zephan Zaver. He's 21 years of age and lives here in Sebring.
There's no word. So far, there's no word on a motive in the shooting, and the Sebring Police Chief Carl Hoagland, who you just heard from, says the community suffered a terrible loss at the hands of a senseless criminal doing a senseless crime. The federal government says taxpayer-funded child welfare groups in South Carolina can refuse services based on religious belief. That announcement from the Department of Health and Human Services coming yesterday after Governor Henry McMaster had sought exemptions for some groups from having to follow Obama-era rules over non-discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender, and religion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Elon Musk's SpaceX is being accused of gaming reviews on Glassdoor. The Wall Street Journal reports SpaceX and other companies are pushing employees to write positive reviews. An analysis of the reviews on the site found 400 companies showing big one-month surges in positive reviews, SpaceX reportedly offering workers free coffee mugs if they wrote glowing reviews in order to get the firm on Glassdoor's lists of best places to work. The U.S. State Department says it does not consider an order by Nicolas Maduro for U.S. personnel to leave Venezuela within the next few days as valid or legal. Maduro issuing the statement soon after President Trump recognized his rival, Juan Guaido, as the country's president rather than Maduro. Maduro was sworn in as the nation's president for a second six-year term a couple of weeks ago. Wednesday, though, tens of thousands of people marched and called for a change, saying the election results were rigged. Guaido took the oath of office and declared himself the president yesterday. And Valentine's Day will be missing a staple candy this year. The company that's minted sweethearts for decades has gone bankrupt, closing in July. The New England confection company, better known as Necco, was bought out by Spangler, which will eventually bring back those sweethearts candies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.